Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. And Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic with you here. Reminder, tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 7.05 on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Memphis Redbirds, AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Sounds will continue their series in Memphis Saturday at 3.05 and Sunday at 1.05. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. As we do every Friday at 9.15, and I have a feeling this one will be even more fun than it usually is, we say hello to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. Sean Henry is on the line with us. What's up, Sean? Happy 3-0 shutout day from UC Stars.
Yeah, it was a fun one. I lost my voice. I could barely talk this morning.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Household of 16-year-old girls, too.
Oh, that's fun. That place was so much fun last night, and just seeing the energy. Michelle and I opened the show talking about when I'm around people associated with the team, I just see that swagger and that just like, hey, you know what? Watch us do this with young players. Another player makes his NHL debut last night. How much fun is it from your seat to watch this right now?
You know, you sum it up pretty well. Every night you get inspired by the guys on the ice. I mean, last night, our defensive pairings, I don't know what our combined games were, but if not for Ryan McDonagh and Tyson Barrie, I think it would be seven games. Yet, somehow, they get in there on the very first shift in the NHL. You're looking at a guy right out of college, and you know he's taking on the best team in the league, or one of the best teams in the league, and he holds his own. And I think John Hines' comments afterwards were incredible. But there's always a different guy every single night that you look at and say, wow, I can't believe what he's doing or just did. And it gets you excited about the game you're watching, and it gets you really excited about next year and the year after and the year beyond. But, you know, this season has been a lot more fun than a lot of people thought it could have been back in January.
Yeah, and what's fun is when I run into people and talk to people and, you know, around the league and, you know, doing interviews where it's like there is that surprise of, you know, when you get to the trade deadline and you trade off, you know, different assets, you think, okay, that's, you're in transition, as David Poile has put it, but then you find yourself 1 point out of the playoffs, and it's just like, I think people look at it and go, this is just awesome. It's fun to see. And Terry Crisp said it last night. He goes, I haven't had this much fun watching these kids play hockey in a long time, and they even inspired me.
You know, that's something for Terry Crisp to say, because he's seen a few games in his life. There's no doubt about it. But they do. And that sums it up. Well, they're really inspiring, and they're fun. And they're fun to watch. And, you know, a lot of people keep saying things like they're shocked, they're surprised. I think we all expected a lot more for this team back in September, October, November. But I think the surprising part is, like you said, you know, you go into somewhat of a reset. You trade some cornerstones of our team, and then you get decimated with injuries. I mean, I don't even know what's on injured reserve right now, salary-wise, but it's $30, $35, $40 million. And each and every time, you know, the old next man up, you always talk about that. But rarely does it next man up result in this kind of play. But we're seeing it, enjoying it, and just having fun. And that's the real key. Terry Crisp always says, it's a game. It's called a game for a reason. It should be fun. And when it is, it just is. And a weird thing happens around guys having fun, inspiring each other. They don't know when to stop, you know, so hopefully we get to enjoy this for many, many, many more weeks and games to come.
We're talking to Sean Henry, Nashville Predators president and CEO. And there's a phrase that, you know, I learned, it's been probably 7-8 years ago, hockey is for everyone. And that is very, very true. You all hosted your 8th annual Pride Night on Tuesday in the victory over Vegas. It's just another initiative by not only the Predators, but the NHL as a whole to be all inclusive to anyone and everyone to help grow this great game. And I know you have to be pleased with how it all went.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those nights like the other special nights that we have that, you know, set aside some time. I apologize. I really did lose my voice.
Oh, you're good.
Talk. You set aside some time and have some fun with the players and call attention to, you know, some people that sometimes are marginalized, or not sometimes, they just are want to make sure that, when we open our doors, everyone feels comfortable coming in. And, there are a lot of people to say, why are you doing this? Stay in your lane. Why get political? Well, hey, it's not about politics. It's not political. Mm-hmm. I don't know what our lane is or anyone's lane is for that matter. But if we have an opportunity to make a few people feel a little bit more welcome in our game and enjoy the game, it's good for our game. It's good for the Predators. It's good for the community. And if you don't think they're needed, games like this, just come to our Hispanic Heritage Night. Just come, to our celebration of, Black History Month. Just come to Pride Night, and you will see the raw emotion in people's eyes, how excited they are, to really call something their home. And I remember when we did our first one, I've never been more moved in my life by the things people were saying, and their gratitude and thanks. And I was almost embarrassed. I'm like, why are you, don't feel that way. This should be natural. Everyone should feel comfortable mm-hmm. in our building, including the people that don't agree with it. And that's the beauty of who and what we are. It's good that we don't all agree on all things. I think the political divide you do see right now is too many people are trying to align themselves with people that they agree with 100% of the time. That just doesn't exist and doesn't happen. So I love the fact that you could sit next to someone that might not look like you, might not share the same political beliefs, religious beliefs, how to raise their kids, what schools to go to, whatever it is. But you can feel good together, and you can celebrate together. And I go back to Governor Bredesen and Governor Haslam. They have this great podcast called The Other Feller May Be Right. And, two guys that represent different, views, obviously politically, but see the same things that are possible for our state and our community. And that's what these nights are about. It's taking people that might not always agree in all things, but making sure that our game literally is for everyone. And for those that say it's going to kill the Preds and, whoops, you're not going to sell out. No, I'm never coming back to another game. Well, I hope that's not true, first of all, and that they're not going to come back. But, the same day one season ticket holder has been saying that same thing for 7 years now, 8 years, 9 years. And, it's a shame that, people want to say those things. But our game is fun, and it's good, and it's a lot better when everyone in the community feels comfortable coming.
Sean, really well said. I think that's really important to highlight everything that you just said. But, you're at a position right now. This Predators team is 1 point behind the Jets right now. And these next couple games are very, very important. And they're going to be intense. You've been in the hockey world for a long time, Sean. And I know it's a very – no, I'm just saying, you've seen a lot of hockey games. You've been in a lot of intense environments. And we know that hockey is a very superstitious sport, like people in sports in general. Do you have any pregame superstitions? Do you watch it all? Are there some points? Like if there's a shootout, can you not watch? Like what is a Sean Henry during an intense game, fighting for a playoff spot?
Well, my whole family, embraces our traditions, if you will, or superstitions, depending on, how you represent them. But the biggest one is our seats are broken up over two rows. Oh. And you stay in the row that you sit in until the team loses. Then you have to switch rows. And it's funny because everyone around us knows where we're going to be sitting the next game. And it's kind of funny. And, of course, the best tradition of all is you got to pass out peanut M&Ms because they come in a gold box.
Yes.
And if you're playing the Blues, for example, and the color blue comes out, you don't eat it. That stays in the box. But if you only eat those M&Ms during the game play, never during a stoppage, and you have to share them with someone. So last night, guy behind me actually bought me a box to say thank you. And I gave it to a young lady that was sitting next to us. She's like, oh, no, thank you. I said, no, you have to eat them. Like, you have to eat them now. I have to share them with someone. And she did, and we scored that shorthanded goal seconds after she put that first one in. So it works. And what they say about superstitions, they're only weird if they don't work, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, I love that. First off, love peanut M&Ms, but I didn't know we had a whole process going on, Sean.
Oh, you ask anyone that sits in 105, they know. And not just 105, it's 104, 106. We'll toss out some peanut M&Ms once in a while, and it's important that you never, ever give it to the same person two games in a row, no matter what, unless they're in your family, and then they're mandated to eat them, including my daughter brought a girl to the game that had a peanut allergy, which I didn't know. And I'm like, no, you got to take it. She's like, no. My daughter's like, Dad, you're going to kill her. You got to stop. So she didn't eat the peanut M&Ms, of course, because I'm not, crazy. And we lost the game. So I'm just saying, I love that young lady, but she's never coming to a game with us again.
She's not allowed. Well, listen, no. Sean, we love those. I'm going to have to find myself in one of those sections so I can be a part of it. Sean Henry on with us, Pred CEO and president. Sean, a couple weeks ago, or not even a couple weeks ago, but when the Preds went up to Boston, you know, the whole story of the young 17-year-old who Ryan McDonough ran into, Caleb, and he got to call out your lineup. So his dad actually messaged me. He was listening to all the Predators talk this morning, and I just want to read this to you. He said, "I've been a season ticket holder since before the lockout. And with Caleb's experience with the Preds, our whole family is all in on this team. My personal belief is that good people make good things happen, and there are so many awesome guys on this team." You know, what is it? What does it mean to you to be the president and CEO of this Preds team, and have them do something small? Just Ryan McDonough running into, you know, a kid in the airport, and, you know, really changing his life and making such a mark on him.
Well, you just summed it up so well. I'm so proud of the fact that we have 400 employees, 25 players, if you will, that literally take, you know, an extra 2 minutes a day to say hi to someone, be kind to someone. And they're not doing it so it comes back to them. But the fact is, it does come back to you always. And, you know, sometimes it's a little more than 2 minutes. But it's an incredible thing. You know, I have a great quote from Jean Beliveau, you know, one of the greatest players ever in our locker room, that says, you know, never take for granted how much a minute of your life can mean to somebody else. And I paraphrase it poorly, but that's the gist of it. And it's so true, and it doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be one of the best defensemen in the league like Ryan McDonough to make a difference in someone's life. It might be a little bit more memorable when he does it, but we can all do a little bit more. Last night, you know, we had, you know, four of our best players in franchise history in a suite. Unfortunately, couldn't play. It was Mike Fisher, who's retired, Ryan Johansson, Matt Duchene, and Roman Josi, and they're there with a compassion group. What is their goal with compassion? Ryan Johansson was so passionate about this summer. It was wipe out world hunger for kids. Is there anything more valuable than that? But they're there putting their time, effort, and money behind it, and we're engaging with the whole community to do it. So there are big things like that, and there are small things like Ryan McDonough did in the airport that made that kid's life different. Now the whole family's in. That whole family will probably end up doing something for someone else. So it really is fun to see things continue to get paid forward by everybody. But it's a great community and a great team, you know, to embrace each other.
Sean, we got a text on our text line that I wanted to pass on to you. Tell Calgary and Winnipeg that objects in their rearview mirror may be closer than they appear. That is a fantastic text. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Jersey, Chase.
I know. I like that. It's going to be a fun weekend on the road, and I know we're all going to be watching and cheering on, but appreciate this as always. Go rest up the voice, because I have a feeling you're going to need it.
And get some peanut M&Ms.
Well, only home games you do peanut M&Ms. The road games, I can't tell you what we do, but it's still fun.
Okay.
But yeah, I got to go downstairs and have a sweet 16 party with my daughter and all friends. Make some French toast,
so
I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank
have
you.
A good one, Sean.
Bye. See you guys.
Thanks. All right, later. Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joins us every Friday at 9:15. There are some texts that of people that want to weigh in on the Predators and how they're feeling right now. You can weigh in 615-737-1025. What's your belief level? 1 point out of a playoff spot with head-to-head matchups against Winnipeg tomorrow, Calgary on Monday. It's all coming down to this. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Michelle, 1025-1063 The Game.